immer auf, wischt über den Tisch, ist eine gute Sima Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tidani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Vani Pachani. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasti Jadeshtani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Radhika Shivasadi
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Should I speak into the side? Should I speak into the side or just straight like
that? Well, the side is a bit better, but either way it should be cocked back.
Okay, so first of all, I'm very happy to be here with you all again, and thank you for coming, and thank you to the organizers, Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu, Jagannath Ishwari, Devi Dasi, and their team, Ramai Prabhu, Vrinda, Mataji. Big, big thank you to all of you, because I know what it's like trying to put on some sort of public or larger scale gathering and take responsibility. You don't know how many are going to come and if you'll cover the costs. So thank you for taking the trouble. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone for coming. It's a really wonderful topic. In a broad sense, it's Sadhu Sangha, the Association of Devotees. Oh, incidentally, when I said we came from Moscow, don't worry, I can speak English. I could also speak in Russian, but only one person I think would understand. Anyway, okay. Yeah, so in a broad sense, the subject is association with devotees, or even association, you could say, and particularly association with devotees in a more sort of refined or focused sense. The topic is loving relationships between devotees. That's the essence, and that's what we're looking for, really, in terms of association and association with devotees. So I'd just like to mention that, well, Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu has taken us through that little exercise. What are these five important processes, or most important? Lord Chaitanya lists them out as follows in Chaitanya Charitamrita: Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Maturavas, Sri Murtiya, Shradaya Sevan. So you've already given the translations of those Sanskrit terms. But what I'd like to say right just at this point is that the association of devotees, amongst those five activities, it has a particularly important place in different senses. But consider in this sense that the other four activities, if you try to do them not in the association of devotees, just on your own, you can do them. You can definitely do them. But generally, it's not the same as when you do them in the association of devotees. Like the second of the other four. First being Sadhu Sangha association with devotees. Second is Namakirtan. As Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu was saying, when Gaurakishore Prabhu, you all know Prabhu? Yes, such a nice devotee. We met on Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, and it was really nice. So he was leading very sweet kirtan, it was really nice. And Chaitanya Vallabha Prabhu made an important statement that the potency of that kirtan was such, the effect was such that it really struck his heart and brought out some realization and remembrance. So, but, and you can do kirtan on your own. In fact, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, I believe, does sometimes. I mean, he's a kind of a special person in relation to kirtan. I remember when His Holiness Jananda Maharaj, my dear and highly respected senior godbrother, when we were, it's true, it's very true, he was one of the leaders when I joined. When we were there in Berry Place, London, I arrived January 1973. So we would go out every day down Oxford Street and we would run from the police regularly. That's another thing. But we had, at one point, we had a Sankirtan, means Harinam, party leader. His name was Advaita Acharya. I imagine Maharaj remembers him. I don't know.
He comes every year.
Oh, he does.
London, Rathia. He lives in Stockholm.
Right.
He's very nice devotee.
No, he's a very nice devotee. But he would sometimes go out on his own down Oxford Street. Yeah.
Kiananda was the best one.
Remember him? I remember him. Oh my God. Okay. So, but can you imagine doing, I don't know if you've ever tried doing a one-person kirtan. You know, it is possible, listen to this, it is possible with one hand to play the kartal. It can be done. I have done it. The other hand you beat the big end of the mridanga. With your toes, your feet, you play the harmonium. These things can be done. But dancing while doing all those things, and would you get that feeling like you want to dance? But it's just not the same. How can it really be the same as when you're together with a nice group of devotees? I mean, I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. So, therefore, Sadhu Sangha, the Association of Devotees, enhances the chanting of the holy names in kirtan. In japa also. You can chant your japa on your own, and I imagine some of you, due to circumstances, you do. But I think when we're all here tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, right? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. No.
Who is that?
Yes, no.
So, you?
So when
you're staying up all night.
When we're all here chanting japa, in my experience at least, in fact, wherever I go, traveling all over the place, I always invite the devotees to come for chanting japa in the morning. And it really enhances your japa, in my experience. Certainly enhances mine. And it makes it easier to deal with the mind, which is otherwise often a little sort of oppressive when we're trying to chant japa, particularly on our own. So that's Namakirtan. Then next is Bhagavat Shravan. When you get together with devotees and you can discuss and go deeper into things and share ideas and hear the realizations and understandings of the other devotees, it really enhances your hearing and understanding and going deeper into scripture. I can just mention one little thing. In, I think it was 91, end of 91, I attended the VIHE, Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, for the first time in Vrindavan. And I took a course by His Holiness Giriraj Swami on Nectar of Devotion, among some other things, I mean other courses. And I'd already read Nectar of Devotion 3 or 4 times. And just to specially prepare, because I knew I was going to be doing this, I read it another time. So in other words, I felt, I know Srimad Bhagavatam, something like that. And then we did the course over a month, and with like 25, 30 other devotees, and most of them were quite experienced devotees. And by the time we finished, there was so much realization and understanding being shared. It was such an eye-opener and just brain-opener. It was amazing. And I came out with such a deeper appreciation of and understanding of Nectar of Devotion. It was almost like I'd not read the book before. So, Sadhu Sangha enhances our Bhagavat Shravan. Then Mathuravas, visiting sacred places, or residing in, or at least visiting sacred places, is also enhanced by association with devotees. You know, sometimes devotees go to Vrindavan, particularly Vrindavan, on their own. They've never been there before. And they go like that. And they don't know what is what or where is what. And sometimes they find themselves that they have sort of acquired a self-appointed guide. Some local chappie who's very enthusiastic, but get your money actually, but doesn't really know much in a real transcendental sense. Or else you just wander around on your own and you don't know where you are. So to go with devotees who know and who understand and who can explain, and you can go so much deeper into the sacred places through that association. Let me just mention one little true story to illustrate the point. We were doing Govardhan Parikrama once. There were perhaps 50 of us or something like that, at least 50. And we got down to one particular place right at the end, southern end. And we sat down and we were chanting next to the hill. And we noticed one new boy who had never been to India before and hadn't really chanted 16 rounds before. He was very new. We suddenly noticed he was not to be seen. Where was he? Then, aha, we looked up on Govardhan Hill. There he was. Now, in case you don't know, it is a big no-no to go walking on Govardhan Hill. Lord Chaitanya did not. And following in his footsteps, we do not. It's really, yeah, we really do not. But there he was, well up on the hill. So we called him down, come on, what are you doing? He came back down. And we asked him, what were you doing there? And take a wild guess, but anyway, he said, you know, I really needed to use that toilet. And I mean, the serious toilet, the more serious version. And he said, you know, all around here there's people coming, because we're by the hill, by the Parikrama, right? He said, but up there, there was no one around. And Harry Paul, you see, without the association of devotees doesn't mean just to be physically present amongst devotees, but without hearing from the devotees, you can mess things up. So then, and then there's worshipping the deity, Sri Murtiya Shradaya Sevan. It's also, I mean, maybe it's a little more subtle than the others, but it's also enhanced by Sadhu Sangha. Because when the deity is addressed and decorated and ornamented very nicely, what does it mean? Well, in a certain sense, it means they have received some sadhu sangha, the devotees with their devotional feelings have, you know, expressed those feelings, the feelings of devotees, to decorate and present the deities very nicely. So, you know, like I said, it's a little subtle, but you can, if you want, see it from the perspective of sadhu sangha being involved. Otherwise, you know, if you've been to Vrindavan, you know what it's like walking through that sacred place, Loy Bazaar, and there's a number of deity shops, and they have, you know, literally dozens, maybe even hundreds of deities just standing there, and it's just not the same. It's just not at all the same as, for example, seeing these nice deities here right now. Yeah. Even this is a Govardhan Shila here. And Govardhan Hill, of course, is really wonderful. It's really wonderful. And there's so many Shilas, there's thousands and thousands. But here we have one little one. And because of the interaction of a devotee, you could say the association of a devotee, just see how nicely this one little rock from Govardhan Hill is looking. It's so inspiring. It's really wonderful. So yeah, Sadhu Sangha is really such an important factor. Even in other aspects of Krishna consciousness, it's kind of all-pervasive. And we need to learn to tune in to Sadhu Sangha. Yeah, to really tune in. So, in terms of what I'm going to try to present, I'll basically see what the other Maharajas present and sort of, you know, fill in some things here and there. I do seminars on association, getting and giving, good and bad association. So we'll see. We'll probably look into that a bit. There's also the benefits and some examples of getting or giving good association. Yeah. Serving the devotees, for example, the benefits, some results which are achieved, have been achieved. So I'll be looking at some of these types of elements and aspects of the picture of association with devotees and developing loving relationships with devotees. And just one other thing I'll mention. According to the schedule, you know what schedules are like, right? I mean, it's not always like this, but some...
We're not in Russia.
No, no. But sometimes if you want to know what is not happening at a particular time, look at the schedule. And maybe I shouldn't say that, but sometimes it's like that. So according to the schedule, on Sunday at some point, there's meant to be a quote-unquote Vyasa Puja ceremony for yours truly.
And Dayananda Maharaj also, he had his birthday too.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get his ceremony.
Okay, well, I mean...
Same age. He's two, was it 10
he's
days
old? He's 12 days old.
12 days old.
So anyway, the thing is, I just had... It was my actual birthday by Western calendar. Whoops. I shouldn't be talking about this. It's a sign. But on Tuesday, and you know, we already done this. I was in Mauritius last week, Sunday, 6 days ago, 5 days ago. And we had a whole big thing there. So I thought that better to just continue with the seminar. I hope that's okay, whether it is or not. This is what's happening. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. Oh, I just said everything, yes? Wonderful. Yes. What time is prasadam? That's another aspect of Sadhusanga. It's the wonderful coming together for prasadam. And that was my first experience of association with devotees, was in Bury Place in 1971. And that was really... What struck me was we didn't know what Maharaj has been talking about here was totally unknown, even to the devotees in the temple. And practically hardly anyone knew much besides Hare Krishna and Prasadam. And it was like that all day long. It was association with devotees is, as Maharaj has mentioned, it's not just some social interaction. It's the churning of the milk ocean, you could say in one sense, the ocean of devotion service. Churning in with each other. Have you ever, some of you got babies, I see one little boy at the back, he's getting a bit big now, but sometimes when they're wee babies, you know, the mum puts the, whatever it is in the mush, in the mouth, right? Chews it a little bit without swine, and then, you know, puts it into the mouth of the baby, because she makes it so much more palatable. So similarly, like that, in the association of words, it's like, it's churning. So, everything becomes more palatable, more sweeter, and we can, a lot of things can be, you know, things which are maybe shouldn't be in our hearts, in the association of the devotees, they can come out in a nice way, and the heart becomes very much cleansed. And on that first day in the temple, we didn't know any of these things, but I remember it was non-stop all day long. Devotees were, I mean, Prabhupada said many times, your devotional service ideally should be, you know, sankirtan, it means constant. Not just like once in a year or once an hour a day or whatever, which we may have to do, like work and so on. And we're working to the point where we're fully engaged, even when we're working in different activities and so on, in devotional service. And this can be, say, imbibed, understood in the association with the world, not to waste any time. Time is very valuable, Krishna's time, so we don't want to waste any time. So in the association with the world, we learn so many things. And on that first day, I realized the devotees, they didn't miss a single minute all day long. It was prasadam, then it was sankirtan, then it was prasadam, then it was sankirtan, then it was prasadam, then it was the evening program, then it was prasadam, then it was, you know, it was like non-stop. There wasn't a gap in between anything. So this weekend, some of us are coming tomorrow, of course, a few more coming. Try not to waste your time while you're in the association of devotees. Try to utilize every moment for, you know, sharing in a Krishna conscious sort of way and hearing. The essence of association with devotees is to hear from advanced devotees. Prabhupada said that one who thinks that they can become Krishna conscious outside the association of Krishna devotees or in the Krishna conscious society, take that more broadly if you wish, is living a great hallucination. Without that association, it's like you're trying to... An example someone has given of a... Let's take a flower, lotus. Lotus is a good example. Say a lotus, this is a daytime lotus, I'm not sure, pink or blue, which one's the daytime one? Pink, right? Pink, yeah. So the pink one. So what does a lotus need in order to blossom? A few things, doesn't it? Huh? What's that?
Sunshine.
Okay, Krishna's through the sun. Krishna's like the sun, right? You need that, you know, in order to blossom in Krishna consciousness. Obviously Krishna has to be there. And the lotus also has to be connected, right, to the ground. If it's disconnected, it won't blossom. It has to be connected to the parampara, the civil succession, guru. So it has to be connected. But there's another one element which is very important, which the lotus needs. What is that?
Water.
Water is the association. The association is yours. Without water, what happens? Even if you are connected, even if the sun is there, what happens? You dry up. You get dried up. And that's what happens. Especially conditioned souls like ourselves. You know, I don't know where you were coming from, and if you were coming from good backgrounds like Mauritius, and I don't know where you're from. But I know where I'm, well, sort of, I know where I'm from in this particular lifetime. And, you know, we a tendency without the association of devotees, we associate with our minds. And unless we're really transcendental, it's easy to go back into a, you know, either a misconception of devotional service or completely, you know, another conception altogether. It's very easy. No one's watching, right? It's easy to do things. Internet nowadays is our best friend. Mobile phones is an even better friend. And, you know, we associate with them, and goodness knows what we're associating with sometimes. So, I mean, association, the other way, we can easily dry up without proper association. We'll be hearing that from Dhananda Maharaj and Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj later on. But my topic, I'm only here tomorrow. The main topic is a drama. More or less the main thing which we're probably going to be involved in tomorrow is a drama. Life is a drama. And in the association with devotees. And when I was in South Africa, I never forget that. We were in some suburb of Durban. I don't know which one. But we put on this one. It was Madhavendrapuri's appearance day. So I decided to do a Madhavendrapuri drama. And even this day, whenever I meet those devotees from that Namaha in India, we're going back to the 90s, they all say, I never forget that drama. I never forget it. It's a wonderful way of imbibing Krishna consciousness in our hearts. It's not just through philosophy. That's obviously the front line, a very practical application of the philosophy, but it's also by other methods, you know, the culture. And I'm not saying it's going to be a cultural drama tomorrow. But we hope that something from this drama will stick, and all the other wonderful, let's say, inspirational realizations and directions that we'll hear this weekend will also stick. And sometimes the drama helps to hold them, you know, it helps to, because you can relate them all to a situation a little bit easier. So it's kind of related to the topic of loving exchanges and association and relationships and so on. Not entirely, but, you know, with a short notice and a short time we've got, we're just doing something Shastric in terms of the drama. So we want everyone to take part in this drama, everyone who's here, by attending the drama, if not actually physically taking part, but at least being here, please, and try to absorb it. The same with all the classes, the kirtans. Take advantage of this opportunity. We have plenty of time to associate with the sheep during this program. Don't worry, don't do it during the classes or kirtans if you can avoid it, unless you can bring the sheep in. I'll tell you a great story about Satasang, about association in Malaysia. It's going back to 1986. Now, I can't relate anybody here to that incident off the top of my head. But in 1986, when I was in Malaysia, it was 85 actually, but 86 on through, we were going to this little village, which was really isolated village high up in the hills, and it was a state, you know, where they grow rubber, you know, rubber plantations. And in every one of the rubber plantations in Malaysia, they have a Hindu temple. 20,000 Hindu temples in Malaysia. 20,000. In all business. Most of them are not used now. But it was like that then. So this particular one was special. The people in that particular estate were unusual. They were mostly Telugu. Most of the estates were Tamil. But this one was Telugu. Some of you may be Telugu. And it was very amazing. We had at least 20 devotees came out of that little one estate, full-time devotees. Jabhatakamai's personal servant, Mahavaraj, one of them. So many of them came from that village. It was amazing. Absolutely made temple present of KL came from that one. So many devotees came from that. Anyway, the story I'm going to tell is a little different. And it just goes to show how strong association is. There's a Ram temple in that temple, because the Telugus in that village. So we used to go to the village called Plum Estate, or Mawar is the name of the village, and every week they would be having a program in the temple. I wouldn't be there every week, I'd go once every few months, of course. So one time I was in the temple for the program, and before the program, a few hours before, we were just meeting some of the new boys, and Mahavaraj was one of them. He was like this tall at that time. He was just a little kid, he and his brother. And, you know, he was there, and suddenly a cow walked into the temple. And, you know, it's like, this came in, and nothing unusual. And then the cow peed, and as Maharaj was mentioning, a bit more than that. I think he also did that one too. But that's considered very auspicious. It's not the same thing. Even though you could say it's kind of a holy place. So then we had some ladders, and the cow noticed the ladders and came right in between us and eagerly participated in the honouring of the ladders. And then when the program came on later, the cow came back. And that cow started coming. Then we had got our own little place across the road a few weeks later. Every week a program was going on. Every single week that cow would come for the program and sit with the devotees. So maybe some of the sheep will come in if we, never know. That would be novel. This cow would come every single week. I mean, then believe it or not, I've got pictures. We may have seen the book, Animals in Krishna Consciousness. The cow there would always sit with the ladies, never ever with the men. Never. Only on the ladies' side. It's a cow. It's a bull, it's a cow. He knew where its place was. So all sat with the ladies. And, you know, amazing. He would sit down for prasadam, stand up for kirtan, sit down for class, stand up for kirtan, sit down for prasadam. It was amazing. And sometimes it would bring dozens and dozens of other cows to the program. Really. They wouldn't come in. They would all stand right outside the temple door and just stand there looking. But, you know, it's amazing the association devotees can even attract even non-humans. See? It's incredible. I'm not human, but some or another. There are so many. Nothing, the association devotees is so powerful. But what makes it powerful? We'll find out tomorrow what makes it powerful. Prasadam is one thing, but there are more to it than that. So tomorrow I'll be discussing a little bit about the general foundation, maybe Shastric foundation, something at least, of the importance of association and loving exchanges and relationships and so on in that line. And as Maharaj said, he's got, you know, more experience than I have, although I may have joined the movement a little bit longer than him. I may be a few years older in physical age and so on and so forth, but he's far more matured and advanced in every respect than I am, that's for sure. So I'm sure by his association, you'll recover from my association. And the weekend will be successful. And as I'm leaving a little bit earlier, so you have plenty of time to recover from the association. And you have Dhyananda Maharaj and back to Chaitanya Maharaj's wonderful association till at least midday Sunday. We'll take every opportunity. It's very short, Sangha. We'll take every opportunity, even a moment's association, Lower Matra, with a great devotee. You know, my whole life can be successful, so take advantage of these opportunities now. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. What is the title of the drama?
Oh, that's the title of the drama is a secret.
Hare
Krishna.
And Hare Krishna.
This song? Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, festival. This is a mini festival. And Narada Muni explains that we can't be called a Vaishnava unless we actually engage in festivals. So he's encouraging, you know, association of devotees by that statement. Without Prabhupada actually explained that without the association of devotees, you know, it's a madman's theory. So it's vital that devotees come together and they most of all hear about Krishna. I remember when I first saw devotees, I think it was in, I can't tell exactly the year, but I think it was the first Rath Yatra in England. And my father, who was in the other room, and he shouted me in. He said, come and have a look at these. So I thought, he's never done this before. I went in and looked, and there were these. It was, I can't remember exactly, but I can remember devotees, shaved heads, white body, with their hands in their hairs, and some of them were jumping.
I missed that. Was it outside your window?
No, it was on television.
Wow.
And so I said, where do they come from? And he said, they come from India. I said, they're white. And we started arguing at this point. And he said, anyway, wherever they come from, he says, wherever they come from, he says, this is real religion.
Wow.
I said, how do you know? He says, because everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
So that's the situation when we're in the association of devotees. You know, the material energy is very, very powerful. And the most dangerous enemy is the mind. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura explains that, you know, we should only be concerned with doing the ultimate good for all the living entities. And the only thing that can stop us from doing that is the mind. That's the only enemy. So in the association of devotees, it helps us to overcome the mind. You know, we chant japa, we do so many things. And especially in most devotees here's situation is that we're not in regular association in a temple. We're more like maybe isolated, and there's so many materialistic people living around. And, you know, this is actually a great victory, because when I'm travelling, I go to temples, and I'll go to somebody's house, then to an amhatha, to this. And I always notice a big difference. So, you know, the movement's very, very, what is it? It's very in its beginning stages. And so, you know, devotees who are managing to keep their spiritual life together in that situation are actually great heroes. And so I always find when I come to these festivals that it's very, very ecstatic. Somehow or other, kirtans are nice, like the kirtan we had earlier. The prasadam's wonderful. The discussions are uplifting. And so this is Krishna's special mercy for all the austerities we're performing while we're in the out in the, they say in Yorkshire, out in the sticks, you know. That means we don't have much association. It's not part of the mainstream. So yeah, I found that association that I got on the television, that was enough to spark some interest. And the interest was that you'll never get me doing that. I just thought, you know, this is too much. And then I saw them again 6 months later on top of the, in at number 10, with the Radha Krishna temple and the Hare Krishna mantra, and it was away, and they were chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So that was the second time. And then I started to become more, anyway, I felt some change just by that little association. I couldn't understand what it was, but then maybe 7 years later, 7 or 8 years later, I saw this Buddhist book. There was these books in the side of the road. And oh, Buddhism. And I was looking at the book and tap on the shoulder. I said, how much is this? He says, give a donation. And I said, no, how much is the book? He says, give a donation. And so I thought, this is not usual, you know, so I gave him a donation, and I'm walking away, and he says, he shouted me back, he said, "Oi." So I turned around, and he said, "Get this record." So I wasn't really interested in the record, it was an LP, one of the LPs. And so I came back, and out of courtesy, I took the record and carried on. Then he shouted me again, and I turned around, and he said, "Hare Krishna." Oh, so I took the book home and I tried to read it, and it started mentioning God, and I thought, no, this is not for me, because, you know, the Christian philosophy is almost zero. And so I didn't want to read through a book which didn't tell me anything. And then, you know, 7 years later, I eventually read the book and started associating with the local devotees in Manchester. But I noticed that one day, it was Ranshaw actually who was in charge of the Namhat. Well, it was a university program at first, and then he brought it into his home. And he said to me after a few weeks, "Why don't you go to Chaitanya College?" And so Chaitanya College at that time, it was just south of Worcester, and it was a huge place. But he said, "There's a lot of devotees there, there's nice prasadam, they've got deities. I think it'll give you a lift, you know." So I went to Chaitanya College, and once again I got the association of many devotees. It was like a mini festival for me. And the one thing that struck me is that at that time it was at Vyasa Puja, like Maharaj was saying earlier. And the devotees were, they started to offer their, you know, read their offerings to the, it was actually the guru for the UK at that time. And so they were godbrothers of this, of the guru. And what struck me is that the association, I think you never get this in the material world. Nobody glorifies somebody for no reason at all. And, you know, they were pouring out their hearts. And that completely changed. As soon as that happened, I realized that this is where I want to be. And this is where I want to, you know, stay for the rest of my life. So that's association. We don't, you know, it's like little bits of association. Sometimes, we shouldn't be, remorseful that we haven't got, you know, association like the temple? Because, you know, it's horses for courses. We're in this situation, Krishna knows what is best for us. So we should just, whatever association we can take, you know, make the most of it. And we find that when we get that, what they call, quality association, it really strikes a samskara in the heart. So yeah, Maharaj was saying that, you know, after the five processes, without association, that's like the catalyst for the other four. Without association, the other four won't really work. This is not far from Yorkshire, is it?
No.
It's, you know, it's about maybe, is it 10 miles, 20 miles away? And so, in Yorkshire, they play cricket. Are there any cricketers here? Anybody heard of... Yeah? No.
Not very good weather.
No, it's not. Anyway, I want to use this analogy. There was one cricketer, I'll not mention his name, but he was the Yorkshire captain. And he also became the captain of the England team. And they went to Australia and they won one coveted trophy called the Ashes. We have got some cricketers here. And then he came back and, you know, he was glorified and he went with the team for so many years after that. Then when he retired, they put him on the chairman of the board of selectors. You know, he was a hero. And I remember him giving one little speech on the television, and he was just giving an example of why he was so successful. And he said, you just ball, you know what a ball, you just ball, line and length. Does everybody know what that means? Well, in cricket, you know what cricket is, yeah? So you have a bowler who he throws the ball down and he tries to pitch it, you know, in such a way that it's difficult for the batter to step back and take advantage of it, and it's difficult for him to go forward and take advantage of it. He says, so if you pitch it in the right place, so this is length, then it's difficult for him to score a run. And if it's on line with the wickets, getting into it here, if it's on line with the wickets, you know, he can't make a mistake, otherwise it's bowled. So line and length. And I was thinking about that today. I thought, line and length, this is like association. You know, we keep association, it's like, just stick to line and length and you'll win the game. And that line and length is association. In fact, even if we're not good at Srimad Bhagavatam, if we're not good at chanting, if we're not good at worshipping the deity,
we're not good at cricket.
And we're not good at cricket. If we're not good at these other four things, if we just stay in the association of devotees, gradually that association will lift us to perfection. So anyway, we have a great opportunity here to make this a little mini festival where we can all feel enlivened afterwards. So everybody put their heart and soul into it. I'm sure that we'll reap the benefits when we come to the end of the festival. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
You can experiment on Sunday afternoon after lunch.
Yeah.
There's a cricket demonstration. Yeah.
Actually, I've got one more thing on association. I think I've mentioned this many times, but maybe some devotees have not heard it. And Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, he was talking about the lack of association. And in England, there was one prison service for book distribution. And they used to put books in the local prisons. But at that time, they didn't have the permission for devotees to visit the prisoners and preach to them. And so, you know, after some time, they got permission. And the first time the devotees visited, the warders are saying, go and see this guy here. He's driving us mad. You know, he's really into reading these books and he's preaching to everybody. And so the devotees were enthused, and so they went to see him and they said, so, you're reading Bhagavad Gita? He said, yeah, wonderful. He says, what do you think to the book? He says, the best book I've read. And he said, what conclusions have you drawn from reading Bhagavad Gita? Remember, he's not had any association. He said, what conclusions have you come to by reading Bhagavad Gita? He says, I've concluded that when I get out of prison, there are six people I have to immediately kill. Hare Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, he mentions six addresses. So everybody reads through their own, you know, own conditioning.
That's right. That's
the real one. Oh. Good story. Talking about Maharaj was talking about the getting arrested in the early days. There was one police sergeant, or whatever they call him, you know, the station in charge of him.
And he, Marylebone police station, he used to tell his constables, pick him up every time you see those Hare Krishna. Because Oxford Street was divided into two, on one side was Westminster, one side was Marylebone. So when we crossed the road, then Marylebone police couldn't stop, touch us. We would be going back and forth across the road, just straight from one thug or the other thug, each other side of the road. But this Marylebone one was really, really quite amazing. And many times we were in there and he said, come on, boys. He would actually tell his officers to pick us up. And he was very selfishly motivated. And his reason was, he said, I really like when you come in because I like to hear you chant. He would tell us, come on, sing, sing, sing. He'd be singing and singing inside the police cell and the police station so that everyone could hear. So they were all getting the association of the holy names. It was very wonderful sharing that association with the police and the prisoners in there. Krishna orders the plan. Hare Krishna.
It's now 9 o'clock almost.
Hare Krishna. So, as His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami was saying, that sometimes if you want to know what's not going on, then you look at the schedule. So, we have printed out a schedule for everyone. I would say it's kind of 75% correct. But if you don't have a schedule already, then please, I'm just going to put them on the table. And you can have a free-for-all. You can fight till the death. Now, there should be one for everyone. So I'll just put them here. Come and help yourself. And I would say that tomorrow's schedule is the same. I'll just tell you the morning program quickly. We're going to, you know, in the temple, it's 4:30, Mangalati. In fact, if you're in Vrindavan, it starts at 4:10. But we're being merciful in Baldersdale. It's 5 o'clock, Mangalati. But that means you have to come earlier and chant your rounds beforehand. So you can, you know, there's no pressure while you're here. You know, we're not going to, you know, well, it might be, Japa police. No, but like His Holiness Jananda Maharaj was saying, take advantage, make hay while the sun shines. That's an analogy, there's not much sun.
While the wind blows.
While the wind blows. So while you're here, it's good to like push yourself, get out of your comfort zone. You know, it's easy to just stay in the bliss bag or in your sleeping bag, and you know. But while you're here for a couple of days, push yourself, you know, and get out of your comfort zone, and you'll feel so much more blissful. So Mangalati will be at 5 o'clock till 5:30. 5:30 till 7 will be Japa. 7 till 7:30 will be Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja and Kirtan, and then the first class will be at 7:30 till 9. So on here it says Jananda Maharaj will be giving the first class, but actually it's going to be Dayananda Swami first. The second session will be with His Holiness Jananda Maharaj, and then the third one will be His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, and then there'll be kind of a panel discussion, questions and answers in the evening. So what we're going to ask you now is, please get thinking about questions now, so that when we come for the panel discussion, questions and answers tomorrow with all three of the Maharajas, you know, they've got some questions to answer. So think about it, write them down, and come along to that session fully loaded with questions. And then the Sunday, we're not going to have the Vyasa Puja now, but we're going to carry on. So there'll be two classes instead, pretty much like we're doing tomorrow, but we'll give you more details about that. But otherwise there's going to be lots of kirtan, there's going to be lots of wonderful nectar talks, there's going to be a drama, there's going to be lots of breaks as well. So if you are tired and you need to go and have a little snooze, then you can do. If you want to go and associate with the sheep, try and bring some sheep back into the assembly of Vaishnavas, you're very welcome. Please don't let them go to the toilet in the temple room, though, if you can. And there'll be lots of kirtan as well. So please take advantage of the opportunity and the facility. And if there's anything we can do to serve you, please let us know. But we're going to stop there now, so you can go and, you know, hit the bliss bag or finish off your rounds. And then come whenever you can tomorrow. Please come for 5 if you can. If you need to come a bit later, then come, but come and join us. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami ki, His Holiness Jananda Goswami ki, His Holiness Dayananda Swami ki.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki
Jai.
Nitai Gaura Brahmanande.
Hare Krishna.